Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Vice President for Finance and Administration at Central College, Tom Johnson joins us on today's program to talk about a property at 300 Broadway Street that's generated significant interest for a potential house move and historic preservation project. Well, Tom, a property at Central College has generated considerable interest around even the state of Iowa for a very unique reason. And of course, here in Pella, a lot of efforts have been done for historic preservation. And there is a home that's been deemed historic on your campus that has apparently outlived its use, so to speak. First of all, let our listeners know how 300 Broadway became this focal point of interest for many people.
About 2.5 years ago, you know, our board really looked at what the long-term use for the structure at 300 Broadway meant for the college. And due to the amount of investment that we would have to put into the house when it comes to meeting ADA and building code and other kinds of regulations, the structure itself just didn't make sense in our long-term facilities plan. So the board really looked at that and said, well, okay, we need to figure out what we can do with this structure, recognizing that it does carry historical preservation and so forth as far as the city is concerned. We really struggled for a solution that would allow the structure to be moved off the site, relocated to a different site, and for someone that really loves the preservation of historic homes like that, to have the opportunity to move the structure. So we've been working for over a year and a half to try to find interested parties, and we've had several come through and went through the process of trying to figure out if it made sense to move it. But the Historic Trust decided that maybe they would try to a little social media to see if there would be able a way to generate some interest in the facility, and it really exploded on us. And the response and the interest has just been phenomenal from that standpoint. And so, you know, we're trying to figure out how we can identify those parties that are truly interested in relocating the house, and then try to work with them to see if we can find a very positive solution for the structure, a positive solution for the Historic Trust, and for Central College.
This building itself, it's not necessarily a sale. The college is giving away the building, assuming someone can move it. Is that the case?
That's correct. What we're looking at doing is, you know, from a legal standpoint, we have to sell it for a dollar. But basically, what we're looking to do is give the structure to an interested party that wants to relocate. We will actually help offset some of their moving costs in moving the structure up to $10,000, because it's going to cost us somewhere between $10,000 and $12,000 to demolish the structure and have it, you know, disposed of at a landfill or whatever. So we thought, rather than, you know, having to spend that money, if we can help someone relocate the structure, then we'll do it that way.
And then in terms of what the college has identified as growth strategies moving forward, is that something you'd like to continue doing? Obviously, you have a lot of historic houses near you, but if you grow, I'm assuming you still want to hope and help projects like this, I imagine.
Sure. We, you know, if once the house leaves the property, you know, we'll probably just, you know, backfill the basement for the time being. But we need to have that piece of property in our inventory as far as future development might be concerned as with the campus. So, you know, we've had a couple other places around within our corridor from Broadway down to West Fifth, kind of bounded by University and Independence. That's kind of our corridor for the campus. And we've had a couple other residential units that we've owned, but the rental business is not real good for the college. And so we've looked at those, and we're trying to keep those pieces of property and maintain them for the college, with the opportunity that if we need a new building at some point in the future, we've got land to do that and keep it within that corridor.
And then in terms of the house itself, if there are parties that are truly interested, I know you've had a lot of discussion already with some that are, but those that really either have the feasibility or a true desire to move this, what's the best way to get a hold of Central to get this moving forward?
Well, and I think that the contact information has been there, but my administrative assistant, her email address is claypoola@central.edu, and her phone number would be listed on the college. Her name is Alice Claypool, but so we're routing everything through her, trying to make sure that we've got information that we can send to interested parties, and then really be able to gauge their true interest in moving the facility.
Once again, that was Vice President for Finance and Administration at Central, Tom Johnson. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.